You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps harping with their harps, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying, with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Now, let's look at the details and go slowly verse by verse through Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a Lamb, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, capital L Lamb, stood on the Mount Zion. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to rule this planet Earth. He took off from the Mount of Olives, which is right next to Mount Zion. And he's coming back to the same place that he took off to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords on this planet for 1,000 years, when Satan will be bound. The Antichrist and his false prophet Pope will already be cast into hell, and Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to Mount Zion, and when he comes back, he's going to split the Mount of Olives. The radiance and the brightness of the glory of his coming, and every eye shall see it, will cause the elements to melt with fervent heat. And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on the Mount Zion. Well, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is standing on Mount Zion. The second coming has happened. And with him, 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Okay, we have the harpers harping, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that has a voice as the voice of many waters and the voice of a great thunder. And he and the Father are one. So whether the Lord Jesus Christ speaks this or whether the Father speaks this is irrelevant, but it is the voice of God spoken of as the voice of many waters or as the voice of a great thunder. And there also is the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they're singing. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. So if Yeshua is on Mount Zion, I believe it's the Father, but since Yeshua and the Father are one, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. But this voice came from God's third heaven, obviously, because he's talking about the throne, which John has told us about before, that had the four beasts having eyes within and without, and the 24 elders. And it's a new song that is being sung before the throne. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Okay? Again, we see an indication that this is after the Lord returns to Mount Zion. Now, this number, 144,000, we've seen this before, and it's an interesting number. The number 144,000, you can get there by having 12 times 12 times 10 times 10 times 10. That equals 144,000. 12 times 12 times 10 times 10 times 10. 12 is a number which God uses for groupings of his people. 12 apostles, 12 tribes. 12 is a number that God uses for groups of his people. And 10 is a number that God uses to express fullness or completeness, just like 10 commandments. Covers all the bases, fully, completely. So if you look at that number in that manner, how you arrive at 144,000, you could say it's God's people times God's people times fullness times completeness times fullness. All of God's people, which were redeemed from the earth. Be a good thing to tell a Jehovah's Witness or a lot of other people that have some strange ideas about the 144,000. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. The marriage bed is pure and undefiled. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And I think this should apply to all of God's people. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, and only the Lamb of God, only his blood sacrifice can accomplish that. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb. Let's consider that. The first fruits. The first fruits. Have you ever thought about the 24 elders around the throne? I'm convinced that 12 of them would be the 12 apostles, Paul replacing Judas. What about the other 12? People like Daniel? We don't know. We don't know. But I think these 24 are characters, prophets, apostles. Certainly Moses would be someone that we would consider to be seated on one of those 24 elder thrones, elder chairs about the throne of God. We don't know, though. And in their mouth was found no guile. Do you hate guile? Guile is any kind of departure from truth. Any attempt to deceive. Any hypocrisy. Do you hate guile? I think as we press in to this mystery of the ages, as we press in and try to put more of the Word of God in us, as we try to find his grace in repentance, and as we try to get our faith to grow from faith to now faith, that one of the things which happens automatically is we hate guile. We just hate it. We hate flattery. We hate hypocrisy. We hate any departure from the truth. We just hate it. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. There's a strong delusion coming upon this earth, and God is even sending the strong delusion so that people will feel good on their way to hell. Because they love not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And we see this. I think this is part of what's going on in a lot of the mystical model of churches today, the new apostolic reformation, the so-called prophetic school of Rick Joyner, Knight of Malta, Benny Hinn, Knight of Malta. I heard even Pete Peters is a Knight of Malta the other day. If you hear somebody is a Knight of Malta, you've got an enemy of Christ. There's no such thing as a Knight of Malta who is not an enemy of Christ. And they are very dangerous enemies of Christ. Give me a wolf with big fangs, a big wolf with big fangs showing any day, rather than a wolf that has a nice sheep suit. Because I'm going to be going after that wolf with the big fangs from a distance, but that wolf in the sheep suit can get close enough to really hurt you before you can do anything about it. And it's time. We have discernment in this time. No guile was found in their mouth. And we, as we grow in faith, should come to hate guile in any form. Now, I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Do you know the everlasting gospel? It's time for the everlasting gospel. The Antichrist religion of tolerance is a most blatant denial of the everlasting gospel. The first commandment is the straight gate. If people cannot get the first commandment right, all of their attempts at any of the other religious observances and attempts to be righteous are vain. If you don't get the first commandment right, any other attempt at righteousness or holiness is a vain effort. And the Antichrist religion of tolerance led by the Pope is a frontal assault on that straight gate, that first commandment, and the one thing that we must have right before anything related to God will work. I am that I am, the Lord Jesus Christ told Moses as he gave him those 10 commandments that he wrote in stone with his finger. I am that I am. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other gods. One way, and only one way, any human being can approach unto God. All other ways lead to hell. One and only one way. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is who he said he is. Jesus Christ is the I am who taught the Torah to Moses. Jesus Christ is God, or he's a liar or a lunatic. Those are your three choices. And if you want to have eternal life, there is zero tolerance for other gods. Zero tolerance for the Glenn Becks of this world, the Rick Warrens of this world, the Rick Joiners of this world. Zero tolerance for the Pope. Zero tolerance for the Jesuits. Zero tolerance for who ever would say there is any other way to God than the only way God has provided, the straight gate. I am that I am. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now this group, which holds to that intolerant position, will not be tolerated by the global religion of tolerance headed by the Antichrist. But that is the everlasting gospel. Fear the Lord God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him who made heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water. That's the everlasting gospel. And that's the gospel that must be proclaimed in the face of this Antichrist, papal, global religion of tolerance. You're going to hell, Rick Warren. You're going to hell, Glenn Beck. You're going to hell, Benny Hinn. And somebody ought to love you enough to tell you you're going to hell. Saying with a loud voice. Did you see this? Many times we see this, saying with a loud voice. If God says cry aloud, what are you going to do? I hope to God you will cry aloud. Because there are things in this time that need to be cried aloud. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. And by way of the internet, the gospel of the kingdom as well as the everlasting gospel, can be gotten to every place on this earth. And that's the main reason that the plug is going to be pulled on the internet, because things are going to get so bad that people are going to finally be forced to acknowledge that this is the hand of God. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Fear the Lord God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Preach that. It's time for that to be preached by men and angels, by all who would claim to know God. And to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city. Babylon, a historic place in Iraq. Babylon. The name Babylon means confusion. There are three cities on this earth which are not part of the countries in which those cities are located. Did you know that? Did you know that? There are three cities on this earth that are not part of the countries in which they are located. Did you know that? Vatican Rome. Vatican Rome, Italy. A city that is not part of the nation of Italy. Isn't that interesting? London, England, a city which is not part of the United Kingdom. And Washington, D.C., a city which is not part of the nation of America. Did you know that? Babylon. Babylon. Confusion. Babylon. Confusion. Economic confusion, religious confusion, and political confusion. Babylon. Confusion. Babylon. Religious confusion, economic confusion, and political confusion. Babylon. 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 Confusion. Religious confusion of the Vatican. Financial confusion of London. Political confusion of Washington, D.C. Or military confusion of Washington, D.C. Because like Mao Zedong said, all political power is derived from the barrel of a gun. Babylon is fallen, that great city. So take your pick. Babylon, Vatican, Babylon, London, or Babylon, Washington, D.C. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. It certainly could apply to any and all three of those cities. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark, that 666 based electronic funds system transfer mark, if any man receive that 666 mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. If any man receive that 666 based electronic funds transfer mark in his forehead or in his hand, you will spend eternity in the torment of hell. God said so. If any man receive that 666 based electronic funds transfer mark in, not on, in their right hand or forehead, they will spend an eternity in hell. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. God has not appointed us under wrath. This great tribulation is not the wrath of God. The wrath of God is hell. The wrath of God is a place created by God for the devil and his angels. The wrath of God is different than the wrath of Satan. Satan has come down unto you. We heard that. We looked at other things earlier in the book of Revelation. Satan has come down having great wrath. But the wrath of Satan is not the wrath of God. The wrath of God is manifest in that place created for the devil and his angels. And any man who receives that 666 based mark in his forehead or in his hand shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. That means you will go to hell. Hell is just as real as heaven and will last just as long. And if you take that 666 based mark in order to be able to buy or sell, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. God said so. God said so. And anyone who receives that mark, I would have more compassion for shooting a dog. Because anyone who receives that 666 based electronic funds transfer mark in their forehead or in their hand become an eternal enemy of God, an eternal enemy of any and all who would be saints. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Don't tell me the commandments are not important. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. It was his finger that wrote the commandments in stone and his Holy Spirit which writes them on our heart. And the keeping of the commandments of God is one and the same as the faith of Jesus. You cannot separate them, but you also cannot put the cart before the horse. The works follow. The observance of the commandments follow, having been redeemed. We are saved by grace through faith in his righteousness unto good works. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. We will probably be faced with a choice of receiving the mark or going to the guillotine. Take the guillotine, and I promise you, you won't even feel the blade. You look me up in the big church of the firstborn and tell me if you feel it. If you get an opportunity for this deal, take it. It is a good deal. The rough part of this is watching those who would have to go before you. That's great tribulation for 10 days, having to watch others go through this, but it doesn't hurt. You won't even feel it. You will be instantly with the Lord. You don't die, saint. You know this. This must be settled, that we do not die. We go right on. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. You cannot die in the Lord if you receive that mark of the beast. And if you don't take that loyalty mark of the beast, you will be public enemy number one of everyone who has taken that mark. But hear this. Hear this voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Woven into your white robe of righteousness that you will wear for all eternity will be martyr for Yeshua. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, who will return to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty, to reap this wickedness and iniquity and put it down, to literally burn up everything that defiles. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. And this great war, the armies gathering for the battle of Armageddon, I think we see it now. I rejoice at every day that God manifests his long-suffering in preventing this great war, of which Jesus said there was none ever like it before and never would be again. But I tell you this, it's all set up. We need to hear by the Spirit of truth and holiness this word of absolute truth, and the only means by which truth may be proven. Anyone who takes that 666 based mark, and God had me part of that development from its beginning back in the late 60s. That 666 based system is in effect, and it's in wide use. Don't take the mark. Heaven is not that bad. Don't worry if they are threatening you with eternity. Heaven is not that bad. Blessed is he that dieth in the Lord from henceforth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.